A personal commitment from the Prime Minister to survivors of child sexual abuse will be put to the test in coming weeks. He promised them a national redress scheme, but to keep that promise, state governments, churches and other institutions need to sign on. And so far, none have, with South Australia already ruling out joining the scheme and others like Western Australia sounding less than enthusiastic. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
A national redress scheme was supposed to have been up and running by now. Abuse survivors hope the latest signs it'll finally become a reality aren't another false dawn. Caroline Carroll chairs the Alliance of Forgotten Australians, former wards of the state who suffered sexual and other forms of abuse.
We pray that it does. We're hopeful. But we've been let down so many times.
As the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse wrapped up its five-year inquiry this week, she spoke face-to-face with both the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and the opposition leader, Bill Shorten.
The Prime Minister assured me that the states would come on board, and I hope that he meant the churches as well. He said the states, though. You know, I hope the Prime Minister is true to his word.
At this stage, though, not a single state has signed on to the government's plans for a national redress scheme. Social Services Minister Christian Porter says he expects now the Commission's handed down its final report, that will change.
I would expect most state attorney generals and ministers responsible today or over the next several days will be giving you in the media some kind of indication.
Larger states like New South Wales are expected to be among the first to sign up, but even it's balking at opting in for now. Instead, State Attorney General Mark Speakman will establish a task force to look at all of the Royal Commission's 490 recommendations.
We've had very cooperative and constructive engagement with the Commonwealth and all the states and territories on a national redress scheme, and we're hoping that we can reach a landing point in the near future.
Western Australia, Tasmania and Queensland have yet to make any definitive statements about their attitude toward the scheme. South Australia's Labor government's already ruled out joining, arguing it's already established its own redress scheme, one that victims like Caroline Carroll say is inadequate.
A lot of people didn't know about it. It was poorly funded.
Jenny Macklin is Federal Labor's family spokeswoman.
I would say to all the premiers, each and every one of them, you have a responsibility to these survivors of child sexual abuse.
The Prime Minister and the opposition leader alike both gave their word to survivors this week outside the Royal Commission.
I heard them.
Given that that's the case, does Bill Shorten now need to go to his Labor colleague Jay Weatherill and demand that he join this national redress scheme?
Well, Labor has already made a commitment that in government we would make sure that a national redress scheme is implemented.
How could Bill Shorten, though, have made that commitment in good faith, knowing that Jay Weatherill was going to hold out and is continuing to hold out?
Well, I think it's our collective responsibility to make sure that all states sign up.
Federal Labor's Families spokeswoman, Jenny Macklin, ending Tom Iggledon's report.